Hello, welcome.
Gonna say
Welcome
hello and
home.
welcome, and
It's
then it just
been a while.
stopped.
I'm out of practice.
Hello and welcome. What?
The human ear, 2 miles away.
Am I?
My ear shares just
I
that way.
can't see anything past your big old cup.
That's my big old cup of water.
Hello.
Howdy. How's everybody doing out there? I'll watch
Happy
all your
Monday.
comments. Thank you to all you tuning in. Glad to see some people on YouTube.
Yes.
I agree. We normally have our Facebook audience, which we love, but we are appreciative to everybody on YouTube watching us also. So thank you
Yeah,
for that.
a lot of people don't even realize that we have a YouTube because we're really bad about keeping it
We have a YouTube
updated.
channel?
I know,
That would
right?
be Sean's job. So if you want to complain about YouTube, go to Sean@themishimouse.com.
Oh. So, before we get started, as usual, please share this video with your friends because every share helps at getting our show to grow. And it's been 3 years. 3 years already since we've been doing this show, and we have all kinds of news to share with you tonight. So any shares are appreciated. So.
I don't know what news they have. I haven't had time to catch up.
Yeah, he's not informed as
No,
usual.
I'm on the same. So when you hear my reaction, usually really that is my reaction.
So he's gonna learn this stuff the same time you are. Lord only knows how the reactions are gonna be, but we're gonna hope for the best.
I'm a loose cannon.
He is a loose cannon. Just behave, okay? I'm tired. So we just got back from Michigan.
Let's get started when you talk about that.
What?
We'll get started and then we can talk about that.
Okay, but so I was just gonna say we just got back from Michigan. So bear with us. We've been traveling a lot. So
Ready?
yes, I'm ready.
Hello, welcome to TMSN Weekly Live, show number 111 for July 12th, 2021. I'm Scott.
Michelle.
And like she said, we did just get back from Michigan. What night did we get back? Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday night late. Actually, it was Sunday. It
It was early Sunday
was like
morning.
1:45 in the morning. We got back Sunday. We had left Michigan at 6 in the morning. Encountered a lot of rain. Encountered the slowest McDonald's in the history of the world.
Yes.
Still didn't get the food. Still waiting on it.
We
And
still didn't get our
that
food.
was just traffic. It was just bad weather, really. The rain was all that delayed us.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Well, we can talk about our stuff at the end
Okay.
a little bit because I want to get to it. Okay, so if you've been following the page today, then you know that Disney was celebrating their halfway to the holidays today. And this morning when we woke up, there was all kinds of announcements for holidays this year at Walt Disney World and Disneyland, except I didn't write it down. I might have to do some.
They're early because halfway to holiday should be 2 more weeks before it's Christmas time.
They don't do it like that. Did you just notice that? Like Christmas in July, they do it early July into June. And then, like halfway to the holidays, like I didn't understand what made.
I mean, I could be mistaken, but I thought Christmas was December 25th, so 6 months prior. But they may move down.
I have
Possible.
no idea how
Possible.
they do that. I just woke up this morning, slept in for once, because like I said, we've been really tired. And boom, Christmas news everywhere, and I started to
Boom! She
panic.
started to put up the tree. She was really
No, I started to
tired.
panic
She's like,
because
keep
I'm
the
like,
tree!
shoot, of all the times for me to go fall back asleep. Okay, so let's talk about what they announced today. So, okay, halfway to the holidays. So we're gonna start with Magic Kingdom.
Her favorite.
My favorite part. Did I ever mention that? So, okay, so what they're gonna do for the holidays this year is it's weird because like last year they didn't do anything pretty much.
Well, last year kind of sucked.
It did suck. So this year they are it's not okay, let's just rip the band-aid off. Okay, so they're gonna do an after-hours party. It's not very Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, but it's not as short as the thing they're putting on for.
So I'm curious to hear about this.
Okay, as what they're doing for Halloween with the Boo Bash. Now I know I read your comments and I know how y'all feel about Boo Bash. It's too short. It's too expensive.
Well, like I had said too, with Boo Bash selling out, my fear was, oh, we're going to sell out. And Disney's going to be like, hey, people are paying twice as much for half of the party. We don't have to give them much stuff. We'll do that for Christmas. And every year, we will never get back Mickey's Not So Scary. We'll never get back Christmas Party the way
Yeah.
we know it because people are going to support whatever they throw out there. And it's like, we'll never go back to what we had that we loved.
Right. Okay, but this is a little different. Let follow me for a sec.
I'm following.
All right. So, the after hours is called Disney's Very Merriest After Hours. So kind of like Very Merry Christmas Party, but Very Merry After Hours.
A little bit shorter.
It's
No, the wording. I mean,
the
the
party's
party.
shorter
Party
too, so
shorter,
that's an
probably.
accurate statement. Okay, so it's going to start November 8th and run select nights through the holidays. All right, so let's do a little comparison here. So the after hours is going to be 4 hours long instead of like 6 hours for a Very Merry Christmas Party, but not as short as Boo Bash.
And can you get in like a few hours before that?
They haven't said, they haven't put out too much information. They haven't put out ticket prices yet. They haven't
put out. Oh, we know that's high. It was higher than Halloween. The Christmas party used to be more expensive than the Halloween party anyway. So if the Boo Bash is a lot more expensive than the Halloween party, I'm sure this Christmas shindig they're doing will be more expensive than the previous Christmas party was.
All right, so can I just tell you what it is before you stop? Just stop interrupting.
Okay.
Let's get this out of the way. All right, so select nights, November 8th through holidays, 4 hours. But here's the cool part, you guys. Okay, so good cop, bad cop, thing. Good point, bad point. The good point is Minnie's wonderful Christmas time fireworks are back for that party. Now, as you know, we did not have any Christmas fireworks last year. We had those projections. Speaking of projections, they are going to do the whole holiday sweater projection thing again, but it's going to alternate between that and what they're calling the Beacon of Magic, which is part of the 50th anniversary. So there's going to be projections that run for the 50th, and then there's going to be intermittent holiday projections as well.
Okay. On the castle or?
The castle. So, and the party is going to include, just said, special characters and treats. Now, bad news. Well, it's going to be a separate ticket event in the evening, and no dream lights on the castle again this year. It's going to be the sweater projections. And you know what? I love Disney. Disney's in my heart and soul. However, the castle lights are like my favorite at Christmas time. I mean, I think we've talked about this a plethora of times that you can watch the castle lights over and over and just stand and take pictures and the whole thing. Well, not this year, you guys, again. So
I would like to know the reasoning as to why, being that distancing is no longer an issue, because we were at the cast member preview of Happily Ever After and there was 40,000 people all crowded between Starbucks and the castle and there was no distancing.
Yeah, I have that on my list.
But I'm just curious as to why they're not going back to what we had before yet. I mean, I would love to hear the reasoning, because
projection, it
doesn't sound like there's a valid reason.
Well, yeah, I told you that they have a projection.
That's not a valid reason.
It's a reason.
I mean, the projections we had last year, not the year before, because the year before we didn't have projections.
We had the lights, yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. I feel like they keep taking us backwards and we're trying to go forward and get back to some normal. And then you take away the lighting of the castle is a huge deal here. For those that don't live here, it is talked about. It's going to be on Thursday or it's going to be on Friday, whatever day it is. And people line up early trying to get there.
Everybody
to see the
goes.
First time.
And I don't even know why everybody goes to the first show, because it's the same show every year.
I don't know. And then you start hearing about, well, it's Nine Nelson's castle. Why is she lighting the castle? I mean, you hear all the snarkiness and all that stuff. Getting to that point, but at least the castle does light up. And during the party, they used to light it, I think, twice during the party. They had the whole ceremony with all of them on stage.
And Elsa doing
her shoo, shoo, shoo. And then Olaf falling somewhere here from behind the scenes, and he comes out eventually. But it was like, it was just, that was such a huge part. That made it feel like Christmas. When you saw that light turn on that castle, it felt like Christmas. It also always reminded me of Osborne, which was part of Christmas. I mean, so it was just, the lights is just such a part of Christmas that we're losing it sad.
Yeah.
That we're not getting.
Yeah, I agree. I want to say that's sad. And another part that's sad, I think that having the Christmas fireworks at the after hours party is a wonderful thing. I do. However, I think another thing that's a bit of a bummer is no parade at the Christmas party. And it's funny because it's the Once Upon a Christmas Time parade, and that song that sticks in your head worse than the Boo to You parade, which we're not getting. So
you say worse than what they're good songs. Well, the Boo to You one's really good, but the Christmas one's still, I like it.
Yeah, I don't love it.
It's better than seeing Daisy texting somebody on stage, but
then that's atrocious. We're not getting that either. Oh God, we're not getting that either. All right, so
here we're starting to already find out.
I'm trying to be positive.
And then
here,
when the price comes out, it's $40 more than it was last year. but you got less stuff and less time.
But we have fireworks. I'm trying to revel in the fact that we have the holiday fireworks.
But if the park is going to be open, I would guess till 7 or 8 during that time for regular people that aren't going to the party.
For common
folks.
You
should have happily ever after. But you shouldn't have happily ever after's fireworks show.
I don't know.
Which I thought was actually better than the Christmas fireworks show.
I don't know. And here's the thing. The Christmas fireworks debuted in 19.
Yes.
Then remember they revamped the show and they made it like Minnie was hosting it and the whole thing. So they redid those in 19. So we've all only seen them once. Well, even, you know, if you've been to the Christmas party, you only saw them once. So here's a chance to revisit those fireworks, I guess. I mean, okay, here's what I'm trying to put a silver lining. I'm really trying. Somebody help me out here. Let's throw some positivity.
But it's the same thing that happened with Boo to You. And if you want to go to Boo Bash, sorry, not Boo to You. If you're all excited about the Boo to You, Boo Bash, whatever they call this party.
Boo Bash.
Whatever.
Boo Bash.
Expensive. That's what it's called. If you're excited about it, good. Go and enjoy the party and have fun. But we're also allowed to miss what we're losing because of this new system they're going with. And being that they've lifted the restrictions of everything else and the park is at lower capacity during our party, I don't see why we can't have our parade, we can't have our normal fireworks, we can't have your Hocus Pocus show on stage for Halloween.
Why do you gotta hit below the belt?
I'm just saying that if Disney's saying, okay, here it is, everything's much better now, we can have crowds again, we can do this, we can do that, but we can't show you a lit up castle at Christmas time, we can't show you, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me unless they're just being
Here's a thought. Let's look at it from a business standpoint for a moment, shall we? You're already giving me a look. Just go with me here.
That's how I usually sell you on stuff.
I know. But think about when the parks were closed for so long and how much money Disney lost and how, you know, whatever else. Maybe this is another ditch effort to get a little more money before they return back to normal.
But how much money did they make in 19? How much money did they make in 18? How much money did they make in 17? And like they always say, save money for a rainy day. And 2020 was a rainy year. But
you can't do that.
But Disney turns a large profit every year from everything. Look how much money Disney Plus alone makes a month.
Right.
Alone. So them squeezing us for those little bit of money when people just want to get some type of normal back. And that's why I think a lot of people are going to buy the tickets because it's something.
There's a price to pay for magic.
There's a price to pay for something little, and I just don't understand why we can't have what we've had
before.
We
have fireworks, and I'm sure Santa will be coming down the cavalcade.
It'll probably be pop-up Santa on Main Street.
No. So, sorry, I've been sick for a week and a half.
I think it's funny, you're going to see pop-up Santa. He's going to pop out the garbage cans.
Stop. He's been in a mood all day. I knew the show was going to go awry from the get. Can you just please stay on task?
Okay, I'm on task. I'm on task. We're going to rip up. Let's go.
Stop being like that. I mean it.
Okay.
So anyway, that's Magic Kingdom. No, we don't know how much this ticket's going to cost. Yes, we get an extra hour than Boo Bash. Yes, we get fireworks and we get snacks and character cavalcades and I don't really know what else yet.
We lost the stage show and we lost the castle lighting.
Yeah.
And we lost the parade.
I will miss the castle lights. I will say that for sure. I was really hopeful that we were going to get to see the castle lights this year, but not yet.
Was it 19 you weren't able to go to the first one because you were sick, I think, and I went by myself?
Yeah, in 19, he went to opening night of the castle lighting. I believe it was 19. And I wasn't feeling well, and I stayed and was putting up the Christmas tree. And you went with Andrew, didn't you?
No, by myself.
Oh, because the boys helped me put up the tree because I didn't feel good. That's right. So I didn't see opening night, but I did go many times after. No, they didn't say anything yet about, you know, talking about holidays, plural. They haven't said anything about New Year's Eve, if they're going to do parties this year or whatever. I mean, I really hope they do something because last year was a huge bummer.
Yeah, I would hope they would do something, but I guess we will have to wait and see.
We're going to have to wait and see because we're still on Christmas.
The only good thing about New Year's Eve, because they usually do it 2 days in a row, is that that wasn't a separate ticketed event. So if you're going to Magic Kingdom on that day, or Epcot, or wherever you're going to go, usually it's included in the price. But this year, who knows? They might charge beginning
maybe
at 10 o'clock.
Like Mickey's Happy New Year After Hours party.
Mickey's Rockin' Eve.
Mickey's Rockin' Eve, maybe. I really hope not. But we're going to see. Okay, let's move on to another park, because I got nothing.
Where are we going?
We're going to go to Hollywood Studios.
Laser snow.
Ooh. Okay, so I think we're going to get laser snow back because Hollywood Studios Sunset, I can never say this word, Sunset Season's Greetings is going to be happening at the Tower of Terror. Now, last year they did do projections, but like nothing else, no music and no, like, you know, snow. The different scenes and things. It was not, and no laser snow. They wanted you to just kind of walk and see projections, but they literally did nothing else. It
they
was very
strange.
There was like no special music or anything, or you walk by the Tower of Terror and like, oh, now it has, you know, a Christmas present.
By the way, many people are commenting how they love your hair tonight.
Multiple, thank you.
I've seen it a couple times now, so I'm just letting you know. And they like my snazzy shirt.
Oh, you're snazzy. I bought some hair straightening solution stuff, but it's going back to humid really quick here. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, anyway, like I said, I've been sick.
So I had to go to the doctor's when we were in Michigan. So
I'm still on antibiotics because, you know, it's always a story. It's always something when we travel. Okay, anyway, so Sunset Season's Greetings will be happening. There's going to be a Santa cavalcade because, of course, there is. Minnie is going to be doing her holiday dinner at Hollywood Vine, which is good. But, no jingle bell. So there's none of that. Which I don't know why. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is fun.
But they haven't brought back anything yet there for a nighttime show.
True.
I don't know why.
I don't either. But this could have been a good test, I guess you could say. And then like they're putting holiday stuff in the Frozen sing-along again. Change the ending of the sing-along. They're like, ooh, happy holidays. And that's it. So, but you know what? One thing I do love about Hollywood Studios at Christmas time are the decorations. I love like the garland across the street when you walk in.
They make it look like old school.
It is like old school, and at least we'll have some stuff going on at the tower. Again, no jingle bell, jingle bam.
I have to say, if we don't have the castle, I kind of like that they're at least doing it at the tower, because that is like, I like seeing that.
Oh, I do too.
Cool. And then if you see the lasers coming out and the snow falling, and on the tower, if you've never seen it, there's four little projection shows, little stories they do with music and such. But it's cute. And it's not long. We go through all four when we
stay. No, we've sat there and watched the loop many a time.
Yeah. So it's nice. And the way they decorate it kind of reminds me of almost like a Christmas Story, the movie. Ralphie and all them, but like when they're like on the street and they're seeing the parade and stuff and the movie, like that old time, like 1950s Christmas type thing, because the ornaments are older and they look the older version, like Norman Rockwell type Santa Claus and stuff like that. So
and in that movie, there's like a really scary Mickey on a phone that goes by,
and the Wizard of Oz monkeys are attacking him.
Well, yeah.
We should relive that at the studios and have the Wizard of Oz monkeys come out and attack.
What could go wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, so anyway, so that is Hollywood Studios. Pretty decorations, possible laser snow, Hollywood Vine, and a little bit of Christmas additions at the Frozen Sing-Along. And I'm going to guess that they will do the decorations in Toy Story Land as well. So
it's already got Christmas lights up.
Uh-huh.
They've already got Christmas lights up in Toy Story Land.
This is true. And like, anyway, as I was saying, the decorations at Hollywood Studios, even when we didn't have everything normal last year, I thought it was wonderful to see the decorations at the studios. Mm-hmm. It really gave you that Christmassy feeling, even when the whole year was like crap, and it did the trick. At least for me, it did. And it was on a Magic Kingdom.
I like the decorations they do in the little lake there.
Where Gertie is, and they put the ornaments and stuff, and the dancing kick line mini ornaments in the window when you walk in.
I forgot about those, but yeah, we have one of those. Not the big one, but the tiny one. No, I can hook up my Raspberry Pi and have a kid.
I love, and that's like one of my favorite ornaments on the tree.
Every time when we walk in the studios and those are up, she, once she sees them, she has to take a picture. And I think every year you try to do it like where you're dancing with them, like
they're rockets. They kick really slow, much slower than
and
I thought.
She'll kick with them. She's like, record it, and it just never comes out the way you want it. So
okay, anyway, so let's go over to Animal Kingdom. Is basically nothing except for there's going to be a character cavalcades.
Christine said this isn't very informative.
Oh, I'm sorry. Very nice of you to say, though.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Animal Kingdom characters on the river. It's going to go. So the, instead of Animal Kingdom, you know that they do the cavalcades on the river instead of like on a street. Do you and like you remember years ago when they had the Jam and Jungle Parade? That was actually on. They didn't do it in the water. They did it on the street.
Right.
So. That's all that they've really released for Animal Kingdom. Let's see, Epcot. So another one of my favorite things about the holidays is Festival of the Holidays, which is returning November 26th through December 30th.
Cool.
So
that's my favorite festival.
And they haven't said they're going to do like the cookie stroll, like they always do.
Right.
There'll be a little entertainment, of course, the special, holiday kitchens that they have around the world, of course, merchandise, the big trees. So I think that because Epcot really didn't feel that different to me last year. I mean, they didn't have the candlelight processional, and the stuff that came out today had made no mention of the candlelight processional, as far as I'm aware. If I'm wrong on that, please somebody correct me.
And that's a huge gathering if they do that. So that one might be the reason, because they usually have standing room only, and there's tons of people standing behind the venue area.
Right. So, another thing too. Again, if I'm wrong about the processional, I'm sorry, but I really didn't see anything about that.
I'm sure you would have. That would have been big.
Yeah, I thought it would, because it's almost like they're giving us little bits of what is happening, but in true Disney fashion, they don't go and tell you, well, this isn't happening. They focus on the positive, like I try to, instead of the negative of what you're not getting.
I'm being real.
Keeping it real. Okay, so... let's see. Oh, gingerbread houses are back. They didn't get like totally specific, but they said various resorts are going to have gingerbread displays. And I'm really hoping that this includes Grand Floridian.
I hope so. That's the best one.
You remember we went to, we took our anniversary trip and we went to Magic Kingdom and we stayed at Wilderness Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
But, in our day of adventure, we went to the Grand Floridian. Well, we were killing time for something. Do you remember why?
Didn't they just reopen the walkway or something? We were originally going to take the walkway. We didn't do that. And then we ended up just trying to walk on there to kill time.
We ended up sitting in the lobby of the Grand Floridian. And again, this was December 22nd. And it felt very, very strange to me to be sitting there with no Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, like no gingerbread. They didn't do the big tree. It just was very, very, very strange. So I'm really hoping that they're going to include that this year as far as gingerbread. I'm guessing it'll be, the Beach Club.
I would guess so.
Who else does gingerbread?
Is the Beach Club the one that does the merry-go-round?
Beach Club does the merry-go-round.
And then the Contemporary always has their display where you're looking for like hidden Mickeys or whatever on the display that they do.
Yeah.
But I miss... like the Floridian, I love the smell of the gingerbread when you walk in there because I love food.
Because he loves food. At least he's honest, right?
I'm not going to lie about it.
Over at the Contemporary, they do the wall of the gingerbread house.
Yeah, that's what I was meant. They have the hidden, they put hidden.
Oh, that one, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm totally like, again, tired, sorry. So they have that. So hopefully we're going to see bits of normal too.
And the one at the Contemporary too, they always have the sign up of how much flour and how much butter, how much everything went into making it all. So that's always kind of cool. But yeah, they always say that there's so many mouse heads hidden throughout the thing. And you always see people walking around trying to find them all.
I think it's really cool how they have like at the gingerbread displays, how they have where you can buy gingerbread or you can buy special merchandise like an ornament or mug that has the the different, you know, theme of whatever it is this year.
Whatever is this year's beginning of Christmas.
Of course you have to have merchandise.
We bought, the first time we went there, when we moved here, we bought the gingerbread mouse head at the Floridian. I still don't think we've ever eaten it. I think it's still in plastic wrap somewhere in this house. Couldn't tell you where it is. I'm sure it's hard as a rock.
I'm sure it is.
But yeah, we never ate it. She's like, no, we don't want to eat it. And then
it was in Mickey head shape. I mean, I think when we first moved here, I was still in tourist mode a little bit. And like when we bought stuff, I didn't want to use it. And I don't even know why.
She's still like that though. She gets bowls or cups or something. Like when we stay at a resort and they give you like the bowls or cups in the resort, they had the Walt Disney logo on the brim. She has to keep all that.
Okay, he's not lying. I do still keep my...
The band is gone from the Floridian, aren't
they? It is.
Because Faith was asking about it.
Yeah.
I thought they were gone. The peppermint bark is amazing. I have to agree with it.
Oh, peppermint bark.
Yes.
You know, it always goes back to food. And that's the thing, like even just hearing, you know, or reading this stuff about Christmas, I'm fully aware that we're not even into Halloween yet, but it kind of got me excited because I love the Christmas season at Disney. I love Christmas in general. I actually think I like the Christmas season better than I like Christmas Day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I enjoy the decorations and the whole buildup and the music.
Well, Christmas Day is the end of it.
It is. It's almost kind of like a letdown. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but like you love it so much and you look forward to it so much. And then when it's over, you're like, no, because you know you have to wait again. That makes sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
All right. But I do love Christmas Day too.
I know usually we're in Michigan at Christmas time. And when we get back, she always wants to get back in enough time to be able to see the castle lit, which we won't be able to see. But that was always a reason to want to get home quicker so we can see the castle lit one more time before they start pulling the lights off for the season.
It makes me sad. I don't even know why it makes me sad.
And up until last year, we had spent the previous two New Year's Eves in a park. We were at Magic Kingdom in 18.
Yeah.
And then 19, we were at Epcot. Yeah. With Cory and Lucretia. And then we went to DJ Elliott's Silent Dance Party.
Silent Dance Party, which I had never even knew what a silent dance party was.
It was kind of cool seeing that. So, so we'll see what they do this year.
So I don't know if, you know,
I think usually after
Halloween, they usually start flipping it right away. Disney last year was an immediate flip.
It was crazy how fast it was last year that it literally went almost, I think it was overnight or two nights.
It did. I mean, it was like the next morning, boom, Christmas. And usually it takes them a little bit longer, but last year it didn't.
And everybody was kind of in shock last year. It was like, wait, it's all up. I mean, because we were like heading over there.
We were surprised, you know? I mean, we were surprised that it was up so fast. So I think that this year, they seem to be, like, the fact that they're telling us all this now, and I'm hoping that they're trying to build up some momentum and that they will have the decorations and stuff early, like last year.
This one's asking about the Mickey hat. That we have here. Where is this from? This is the bowl. We got
the
ice cream. It looks like a dog dish. At the ice cream store, I can't remember the name. It's the one next to Friar's Milk.
Storybook Treats.
Storybook Treats. They had these, and it had a strawberry sundae in it, which is cool because they put the sundae actually in a bowl, a styrofoam bowl inside here, so this is still clean. And I bring home, and I had to have it, so I bought it.
Yeah, and you don't have to have a strawberry sundae. It can be any kind of sundae. Because I was eating a hot pot sundae. He got the bowl.
I wasn't gonna bite you.
Right, no, because it was like $9 extra if you wanted the little plastic.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we're still kind of tourists.
We're really big time tourists though.
A little bit. Okay, so let's move on. We still have to cover Disney Springs for the Christmas.
Are they gonna have the
says the Christmas tree stroll is back. So
is it the trail or the stroll?
It says stroll.
Okay, that's the one where they're spread out throughout the springs, where the trail was the one area.
Well, it didn't say anything about having to go and find them.
Mm.
So I'm not really sure if we should be excited about this one or not, because it may be like last year, which I really didn't enjoy. No offense, Disney. I didn't enjoy the one last year. And I don't think I never found the Rapunzel tree, I don't think. Or the Haunted Mansion tree.
Because you honestly have to go from side to side all the way, and if you don't normally do the entire springs.
But we do for the most part.
We obviously didn't do it last year. We missed the Rapunzel tree or the Mansion tree.
I hope that they have it more centralized, you know? Like, so that it's easier to go and see the trees. It would be nice to have the trail. And like you said, if they're gonna do fireworks for the Christmas party or after hours thing,
yeah,
then they really should have the trail, in my opinion.
But I think the one thing with the trail was if you went there on a Friday or Saturday night, the closer it got to the Christmas, it was wall-to-wall people in there. I mean, you had to walk really slow because everybody had to walk slow to get through there because there were so many people. So if they would just limit the amount they would let in at any given time to the trail, it would be a lot smoother.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they could even have, I mean, they have cast members standing at the entrance of the trail anyway. So
five entrances.
Yeah. I mean, like they could just maybe not have it so packed. And they said, you know, snowfall in various locations, which was like last year. And then Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar gets transformed into like a Christmas type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not mention like going to see Santa, which I know is a big thing. So I'm guessing that you are going to see a similar type of thing as what we saw last year, as far as like no trail per se. I don't know.
And did they have the walking characters on stilts walkers?
Yeah, they had like the stilt walkers. Yeah. Like it was, they had like the soldiers.
Like, yeah, they're like the toy soldiers, I think, walking around like that. So I hope that kind of, those were always fun. They were always interacting with the crowd really well. So that was always a fun thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go anyway. It doesn't matter.
I like that a lot of the different places have special treats for the holidays.
Yes. So, yeah, and that's another thing they didn't. They haven't what am I trying to say?
Foodie Guide wasn't released.
Yeah, there's no rundown of food as of yet because it's still so far away.
I think it's so far away, and they're probably going to go back to focusing on Halloween here pretty soon.
Yeah, I think this was a one-day thing. Like, they have plans for the holidays, and here's what we're going to tell you so far. And then, you know, they gave us just enough to get us excited, and then that's it. So,
yeah. And
I know that at Disneyland, they were talking about, like, the Haunted Mansion holiday. But Disney, here's the thing. Again, not trying to be negative, but like Disneyland, who opened just very recently, they're getting the Oogie Boogie Bash back. So if they get the Oogie Boogie Bash, why can't we have Not So Scary?
And I would like to know, is it the full, we never got to go to the Oogie Boogie Bash. So
no.
We don't know what it was as opposed to what it is now. But I'd be curious to see if it's close to the same party that it was, because it's the same name.
Right.
So my belief would be it's the same type of celebration they did before, same party. Even if they've replaced things, they've replaced it with something equal. You know what I'm trying to say? To keep the name, where they changed both our party names here for Halloween and Christmas. So I'm just curious why that would have to stay the same if it's a different party.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, Disneyland is more of a locals park. Disney World, we have visitors from everywhere, and we do get super crowded. I mean, I know it gets crowded out there too, but I think it's a different capacity as far as, you know, it's a whole different beast to deal with Disney World as it is into Disneyland. I mean, in my opinion. Not that I know how to run a park, but I'm just saying, I'm guessing that's what it would be.
That makes sense.
So that's all we know for Christmas right now. And I think it kind of gives us a good look as what's to come. And you know, well, as soon as we hear more information about that, we will definitely let you know.
And my hope with Christmas, because we are so far out, though, things could change.
Yeah, I mean, it totally could.
I mean, if things continue to get better, we might get flashes of what the party was. And that's what I'm kind of hoping with Halloween, that you might go to the Halloween party or the Boo Bash.
Yeah.
But maybe that first night people get there and then guess what? Boo to you is back. You know, or something that they left.
Oh, now
surprise.
You're wishful thinking. I would love that because I love the Boo to You parade. And I really missed last year the whole thing. The only part of we're gonna talk real, and it's just, you know, everybody has their opinions. I love the Boo to You parade like a ridiculous amount. However, there's a part of the Boo to You parade I do not like.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's the clucking chicken and like the barn thing. I don't like that, and I have no idea what it has to do with Halloween. I'm just saying.
Well, all I know is if that first party, social media stuff starts getting posted, Boo to You's back, they're going to have no problem selling out every party the rest of the season.
Oh, heck yeah. They're not having a problem now.
No, they're selling it out now. But if you add Boo to You
Even the naysayers like me would buy a ticket to go.
The naysayers. Well, I'm hoping we get to go. And I definitely want to go to the Christmas party now that I know it's 4 hours and we get fireworks. It's 4 hours Ooh. Instead of three, so I probably would do it.
I think we should go to the Oogie Boogie Bash.
I would love to go to the Oogie Boogie Bash, but we're not going to be able to swing.
We're going to start a GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe, sure.
GoFund my Oogie Boogie Bash needs.
I just don't like the chicken. I just don't get the chicken.
It's a rooster, isn't it?
Is it?
No, it's not a rooster. It's
like an angry chicken.
It's a hen.
I mean, like it's just a really crabby chicken. I don't get it. Anyway, what?
Nothing.
What?
She doesn't like the chicken. She doesn't like fake meat. She doesn't like Sunny Eclipse.
I just don't get what the chicken has to do with Halloween. That's all I'm
it's
saying.
It's an original character. That's how they got her into it.
But
it's like Horace. It's,
what
it's,
does it have to do with Halloween? Okay, so like they have the Haunted Mansion part. They have the Grave Diggers. They have the Skeleton Band, which I love them so much. And then they got Angry Chicken.
Joe loves the chicken.
Joe, why?
He goes, cluck, cluck, cluck.
So, okay, so being that it's Joe.
Oh, boy, Joe.
And he's a friend of ours.
Maybe not after you say this.
Joe may be just giving me a hard time about the chicken by saying he likes
He's not
chicken.
Corey.
Yeah.
Corey loves the chicken, though. He's got autographed pictures.
Corey Tucker loves the chicken. All right, anyway. So that's all we have.
See, there it is.
There's Corey. The chicken is the greatest. Of course. See, here's the thing. All right, let's sidebar. So let me tell you about some of my friends.
That's not very important.
We're not very informative, but we sure like to chat. So there's that. So we have the expo coming up, and I think we talked about this the last time.
How
the House of Moss Expo. Now that's informative because we have our own convention coming up.
And I guarantee it's gonna be better than last year's.
Because it's the first one. But anyway, sometimes my friends like to tease me. Like I can say, you know, I love Hocus Pocus. And then someone like Corey will say, I hate Hocus Pocus, or it stunk, or is this and that. So that's why I'm just saying that Joe could be razzing me about the chicken.
Even if Corey loved Hocus Pocus,
he would not tell me he did. And like, that's the thing.
Because if you know Corey, he will not admit he loves Frozen to anybody. And being a good friend of his, probably my best friend in the world, he will
next
not
to
admit,
me.
Next to you.
Yeah.
He will not admit to anybody outside that he loves Frozen, but he puts on his Kristoff costume. He sits there and he loves it. He sings all the songs. I mean, it's so cute to watch it all come together for him.
Yeah.
And he says he's doing it for Clara, but I don't think. Because sometimes she's asleep and he's still watching it at like 3 in the morning. So I don't know.
But no, seriously though. So sometimes like people like to tease me about certain things. So that's why I have to look at things with a grain of salt.
Okay, so the chicken represents Frontier Bank.
Okay, so the chicken represents.
He sings Let It Go in the Shower. That's his wife putting that out there. See?
See, the truth comes
out. Thank you for backing me up, Lucretia.
Thank you, Lucretia. See, she just kind of like reaffirmed what everybody already knew, that he's a super fan.
So everybody get anything Frozen you want for Corey. He said it to him. He's a size, I think, large or extra large shirt.
That's funny. Okay. Anyway, I get so sidetracked. Especially when I'm not feeling so great.
You were talking about your friends harassing you.
Okay, yeah, my friends harass me. Okay,
you were talking about the chicken.
The chicken, and my friends like to give me a hard time. Okay, so let's go back to Happily Ever After, shall we?
It's back.
It's back. So
that's why she's sick, though, I think. Because before we left for Michigan, we got to go to the cast member preview, thanks to our friend Lorraine, on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which was what, the 29th, I think it was?
Yeah, so I did two live streams of the fireworks, but Thursday night, the day before we left for Michigan, was a media event. And so the media event, okay, so it's rained like for eternity here in Florida. I mean, it just won't stop raining. And usually we have like our little cloudburst of rain and then it goes away. This is just getting ridiculous. So anyway, so I knew that I had a media event Thursday, and that's why we put off our trip. We had to to go to Michigan later because I had an event for Disney. And Scott's like, you got to be there to cover it, which I was.
She was in the media room, and Sean and I were actually on Main Street recording it.
Yeah, I was in the media area, which was still outside. So when I was doing the live, you know, the fireworks, it's raining and raining and raining and raining. And of course, I can't get a good view and hold my camera steady if I have an umbrella in my hand. So I stood in the rain for probably 2.5 hours and just was soaked. And I woke up the next morning congested, and that turned into having to get antibiotics and having infections. But anyway, it was worth it because I love my job and I love to make you guys happy.
And it was back.
And it was back, and I wanted to, I'll stand there for 5 hours in the rain if I know that you guys are going to be happy watching what I'm doing. And I was there for a media event, so I was going to, you know, it's always go big or go home, and it's always big. So, I wanted to make sure that I got a good view. Now, even with it raining that night for opening of, you know, Happily Ever After, it was packed. I mean, it was absolutely wall-to-wall people. They had the media on the Casey's side of the hub, and they had it roped off so nobody else could go in the hub except for media. However, the area, it reminded me of opening night when they opened in 17. The area around the hub where we were kind of by ourselves was wall-to-wall people, and people are standing there with umbrellas and ponchos, and yeah, everybody else had an umbrella or a poncho, and then there's me. But anyway, so it reminded me of old days. It reminded me, because, and this goes back to what we were talking about as far as capacity for parties and things, because Main Street was packed. You guys were on Main Street, and I couldn't see you.
We were surrounded by people. The only reason we were able to get the, if you want to see my video, it's on our YouTube channel. But I have a tripod that's 7 foot tall, so I'm able to get above the crowd with my tripod and everything. But we were literally, Sean and I were, we were kind of huddled together trying to, A, protect the tripod from people running into it, but also trying not to be in other people's shots and trying not to bump other people and such. But it was wall-to-wall people. There was no distancing. There was no restrictions at all.
Yeah.
There was nothing like that. So that's what makes me feel we've turned the corner on a lot of this, and I hope we continue to keep going forward. But that's my biggest issue with why we're not getting more of the parties, because we're to there.
And it was, I mean, the fireworks were beautiful. They were the same as before. The only thing is, because of the rain, Tinkerbell did not fly that night. And everybody was waiting, and we were doing the live feed. Everyone's like, is she going to fly? Is she going to fly? She did not fly.
She did fly on Tuesday, though. So we got to see her at the cast member preview. I have to say, every time I've seen Happily Ever After, we've seen the very first show that debuted. We've seen many since then. The cast member preview was the most hyped up I have ever seen the crowd. I mean, as soon, just when the voice said Happily Ever After is going to start in just a few minutes, they erupted, they went nuts. And then when the lights went dark and then you saw the lights light up the cast and everything, the crowd went crazy. And then through different parts of the story that it tells, the crowd erupted. But then when Tink flew, and everybody was just waiting for Tink. It didn't matter who you were, didn't matter if you liked Tinkerbell, didn't like Tinkerbell, everybody had their eyes on that area where she flies. And when she flew, that crowd, you couldn't even hear the audio anymore because the crowd got
It was like
loud.
Being at a concert or something, and the hype and the excitement. And even after the show, people were dancing in the streets on Main Street because they were so excited to have the magic back. And I think that it probably would have been similar to how it would have been on opening night, except for the fact that the rain was just coming down. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because you guys know how it was in the old days, how like on a fireworks night, like, I don't know, there's two kinds of people. Either there's the kind of person that's going to fight that crowd and wait to get on that monorail or boat, whatever. And then there's the other type of people that hang back and go find something to do and let the crowd clear. We're type two of those people. I was soaked. My jacket weighed like 5 pounds. I just was like soaked down to the skin. And we look at Sean and him, and he's like, I'm not going through that crowd. So we ended up like going back to the Haunted Mansion, which is never a bad thing. But my whole point is that it was just like it used to be with the herd of people, like, going down Main Street and shoulder to shoulder. And it was, It was like old times. It was like old times.
And the one thing we did notice at the cast preview one, because we hadn't been in the park in a little bit, that all the barriers on the monorails were gone.
Yeah, there's no more of the plexiglass in the monorails. Somebody had asked if we if they still require masks. They do not. Only on transportation. Right. So you kind of need to have one in your pocket, but only if you're on the monorail or like I said before, in the Skyliner, which makes no sense to me.
And I don't know how long that'll be, because there was people on there that did not have them on. And nobody was like, oh, here's a throwaway one for you.
Well, like when we were there that night, Sean forgot a mask and he got on the monorail, no problem. And then, you know, I don't know. I just think that it's not going to be too much longer to where it's even going to be a thing. But I will tell you, it's very nice to be able to walk in and out of the stores and go on the attractions and not have to worry about pulling a mask up. And not on the rides either.
No.
There's no masks except if you go into that monorail, then you have to put your mask on. But any other place, there's not. And then Casey's Corner is back open. And
the ice cream.
And yeah, so things are opening back up, and it's just starting to feel like the old days. And the only thing is, like, when you know something has been closed for a long time, like the lines at Casey's Corner are super long, and they close early, because the night we went to, when I was at the media event, Casey's closed at like 7, but the fireworks weren't even till 9. Do you remember?
Right, yeah, they did. They closed early.
They closed early.
Because they figured too many people would be there. But the cast member preview, Casey's wasn't going to open until the next day, actually, for the public. And they had opened it during the cast member preview that evening. Because we got to the park before the park actually closed, because cast member preview was after park hours.
Yeah.
And you could see the employees inside, the cast members inside Casey's getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was mobile order, which is nice that they're mobile order there, which I like mobile order a lot.
I used to completely boycott mobile order. I didn't, maybe because I just didn't try it and didn't understand it. But now that we were forced to use it during, like, you know, the COVID and everything, mobile order is a great thing.
It really is. The COVID, as much as it was horrible, it really changed some key things at Disney that I think were good. So mobile ordering, security checks.
Yeah.
Just little things like that they were a problem, but nobody really cared because it wasn't that big of a problem. But they've actually fixed it to where it's even better now to go through that stuff.
Okay, we had some questions. I don't know anything about the barbershop as of yet.
No,
annual pass holders or dining package, not yet. Corn dog bites, Liz.
I'm hungry.
Does Casey's close early every night?
I don't know
the answer to that. It did when we were there, and I think Alicia said it closed early when she was there on Saturday. So that's
So there's really no way
they might not be open through park close. But
and I think they closed early previous. But
they were always open. It seemed like somebody was always in line for Casey's, regardless of what time.
It's really hard to say because it's been so long.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I'm trying to look at now real quick, just real quick and see. So Casey's right now. Casey's open until 10:30 tonight.
Oh, so okay, so maybe it's not. I think it's just gonna depend. It's weird. It's almost like it's got different hours.
Yeah. So just check to my Disney.
Yeah, check your NDE because we didn't know it would close early because he was hoping to get in there and get something, but by the time we got there, they were closing.
I like that the year before everything happened, they did a hot dog of the month each month.
Oh, he's been waiting for the hot dog.
So I love the barbecue slaw dog. That was my favorite one. I hope they bring that back.
And what was on the barbecue slaw dog?
Slaw, barbecue sauce.
So it was coleslaw and barbecue sauce?
I think that was all. I don't know. There might have been something else. It was good. All I remember, it tasted good.
And there's your professional opinion.
That's my
professional.
And the corn dog nuggets are really good.
And a corn dog nuggets, actually, we were talking about this with the boys last week, is actually a very good deal. Because you get fries and corn dog nuggets for $10.
And you get a lot of them.
And you get a lot. I usually share. I never get my own, but I get kids' meals most of the time. Mm-hmm. But like the boys could share. Like Aiden couldn't eat a whole one of the nuggets and fries. And then, you know, of course Andrew always takes, you know, you're not gonna eat that, are you? And, you know.
I think it's like $9.99 now for it, but it used to be like $7.99 back in the day. Nobody thought it came with fries.
Yeah.
And they did, so it was always a good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. So that's our endorsement. He likes the high dollar month, and I think that the corn dog nuggets and fries is a great value for your money.
And that's dining at Casey's.
Yeah, and that's dining at Casey's. I'm trying to think. I think that's, what else?
Well, I mean, that's all the news, I think, right?
It's like news.
That's all the news. What's going on? Well, like we said, we were in Michigan last week. We got to go home. Finally, Michelle had not been home. Well, none of us had been home since December 19th.
Yes.
So much needed family visiting time. Plus, we got to eat some, of course, this goes back to food. We got to eat some of the foods we haven't had.
Yeah, I ate a lot.
I think we had ice cream every day we were in Michigan, which is bad because I get sick.
I told you it's reverse vacation. Like we do all the things when we go home to Michigan. Like it's reverse. Like we went to downtown Detroit and we went to Comerica Park because they have like the stadium, the
stadium
shops, store. Stadium stores. And you know we went by Comerica Park. We went by Ford Field. We went by Little Caesars Arena. So we like did like the Detroit tour.
Which is so funny because we both worked in Detroit, and unless we were going down there to go to a game, we usually didn't go to Detroit.
Yeah, but now we do.
So now, but I was excited to see a lot of changes in the city since we've been there. It really got nicer than mm-hmm. it was. I mean, it didn't look like it did back in the day. They've really spent a lot of money fixing it up and bringing back what the city used to be. And I will always love Detroit, just the history of it, going there with my dad when I was a kid and stuff. It's a lot of memories for me to see it actually coming back to life. Is awesome.
It is. It's the and they people were like going around on the like the little scooters that you rent and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. I just realized something that I forgot. New merchandise.
So, not our merchandise, though. Disney.
Not ours. We have a new release coming out tomorrow. We have a new product on Lost Princess Apparel. And we're also, Chuck reminded me that we need to
run down the expo.
Again.
Go ahead and show the merchandise.
Okay,
let's do the expo real quick.
Okay, so we went to Disney Springs to get pictures of said new item that's coming out tomorrow. And I came across a couple of new things at World of Disney. I thought I would share them with you.
Donna's asking what the new products can do for us.
I can't tell you. You're going to find out by this time tomorrow. You're going to know. Okay, so I'm just going to put this out there. I'm not a fan of Crocs. However, I have like these Steve Madden slides that I wear all the time, and they kind of reminded me of these. So they have Minnie Mouse Crocs slides that just came out. I think they came out last week or a couple days
ago.
Yeah,
a couple days ago, I think.
Now, mind you, we were out of town for a week, so these are all new to me. If you've seen them already, I apologize. But you can see they have like this little Minnie Mouse.
The tag
is on the way. Hold on.
It's like a little, it almost looks like a pin.
It looks like a pin. Can you see it? Like... And it's metal.
Yeah.
But little slides. So they're Crocs brand, but they're not more look like Crocs per se. But yeah, had to have them. And of course, don't forget your annual pass holder discount if you have one. So yeah, must have. These are brand new, and there are people like flocking around them. Okay, so also today I did a live feed. If you didn't see it before, I got these two. So these are new Haunted Mansion ears from Her Universe. Oh, you didn't see them?
No,
back?
I didn't see them in the back.
And these, I talked to the lady at World of Disney, and these are new. They've only been they got them in like last week.
Yeah,
but they're new to me because we were out of town. So they have. If you look on the side, it says Haunted Mansion. I hate this when I look in the camera, it's like opposite, I can't see.
Yeah.
Is that good at that? And on this side, it has Her Universe. And then the back has like the ghost house, but my finger's in the way. Hold on. You see that? Kind of cool.
Mr. Gracie's picture that trains.
Yes, over the fireplace.
And then Madame Leota's in the front, and it actually looks like she's in like her seance ball.
Yeah.
On the front of the ear. So they're really kind of cool, actually. They did a good job with those. And then there's little. I don't know what you call
it. They're like little silver pieces.
Embellishments.
Ah, good word.
Yeah, I'm good with the words.
I'm going to put a headband on my headband.
And then the safety pins, even the cast member said, for something so little, it does actually add to those.
And then people were like, why safety pins? I don't know. So I kind of don't know the answer to that. All right, so here is the other one. They have Haunted Mansion like gargoyle ears, which are interesting. So... and these are Disney parks. They're not any special brand, so they're only $29.99. Now, today when I did a live feed, the sign said they were $39.99.
Which is what these are.
Which is what these are because they're designer series, but these are not. they are $29.99. And they're reversible. So the front has the Happy Haunt, and it has, you know, Madame Leota and stuff on the front, and the bride, and then the back has a Hitchhiking Ghost.
Right, so you get some of the iconic characters.
And word is these glow in the dark.
Well, we'll have to test that there, but it does look like it's a glow in the dark yellow on there, so they probably do.
I believe.
Well, next time you ride the Haunted Mansion, we will have to check. Are you really going to try to do that?
Remember when you were a kid and somebody said something glowed in the dark? You were always doing one of those.
There is something that I want to talk about that happened at World of Disney. We hadn't tried it yet. It's the mobile purchase. So we got through line. Line was long, of course, and I saw the sign. So I quickly logged into my Disney Experience app, and World of Disney, as well as Mouse Gears at Epcot, both allow you to do mobile purchase. So what you can do is go into the app, scan the barcodes, it'll tell you how much you owe. You can pay it right there with whatever card you have linked to your My Disney Experience. And then as you're going to the door, you just show that to the gentleman or lady at the door. They pull up the order, make sure the items you, your hand is what you purchased, and then they let you go. What's cool about it right now, though, is instead of getting a plastic Disney bag, they gave us this, it's like a black mesh
bag. It's like a mesh bag.
And they just said, oh, you get the bag since you did it through the mobile order. Mobile purchase. So that was kind of a cool little thing we didn't even know. I mean, not that the bag is the greatest thing on earth, but
it's good. It'll be a good beach bag or people at the store. So I asked the cast member, I said, so is the nicer bag like just kind of help as far as incentive to get people to use the mobile system? And he said, yes, because, you know, they get guest feedback, and people were complaining about how long the lines were. Now, if you recall, we talked about it a while ago that they were testing it out at Mouse Gear.
Right, and they still are. It's still on the app. It's available.
Okay, so now that they're putting in more locations, and the line, because it was raining today, as usual, the line was very long at World of Disney to buy my little treasures here, and we're standing in line, and he saw a sign about the mobile purchase, so he downloaded it while we were in line. And
well, actually, I didn't tell you that. It was on the MDE app. It's within the MDE app. You can shop right there. And it's you scan the barcodes with your phone, and then it comes up. And it even included our 20% off passholder discount automatically, because it's through the app. It knows my account already. It knows I'm a passholder. So it automatically took that off. And then I just I have my debit card linked to my account to pay for it. And we showed it to the gentleman on the way out. And he said, okay, you're all set. And he said, five bags are yours. Take them.
It was so easy. It was so easy. And like the line wasn't moving. The line was long. So we got out of the line and went and showed them, you know, that we bought it. He gave us this nice bag. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. We would have still been standing in line for probably another 10 minutes, but we chose the mobile option. I highly, highly, highly recommend it, especially if the lines are long.
And they do have like the wrapping papers at the, not the, the one that
tissue
like
paper.
Tissue paper. So that way if you're buying something that's a little bit fragile or whatever, you can wrap it up before you put it in the bag, and they'll help you do that as well.
And one more thing before we talk about the expo and before we wrap it up. So I've had people ask me about these Bottle Bar ears. These were a designer set from the jewelry brand, accessory brand Bottle Bar. And people could not find them in the parks. I did not see these today. If you check Shop Disney on and off, it's like one of those things, like they'll pop up. If you're lucky enough to catch it, you buy them. But check if you're still looking for the pink Bottle Bar ears, and if they're not online right now, like every day or two, check again.
It's almost like they find a box of them and they put them online real quick.
There's a good question, Jerry.
We probably should. That's and I know really Jerry's good. Coming here, and he was asking earlier, like, what other things he should check out while he's in Florida besides House of Mouse, because Jerry's coming to the House of
Magic
Mouse.
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom, definitely. Studio's my favorite. If you're a Star Wars fan, you want to definitely check all that out. Although I can't promise you'll get on Rise of the Resistance, but it's worth trying.
It's kind of, iffy. So before we go, we're going to just run down a little bit about House of Mouse Expo again, November 27th and 28th at Best Western, the Embassy Suites, Lake Buena Vista South, which is about 4.5 miles from Disney Springs.
It's off of Vineland right there in Osceola Parkway, so if you know the area, there is a Walmart there that a lot of Disney people staying at Disney seem to go to, because it's not that far from Disney.
We call it the tourist Walmart.
The tourist Walmart.
Yeah,
it's right by there. the conventions come together in a way we never imagined it would.
We have wonderful celebrity guests.
Yes, we could run down all the guests for you guys, but you can go to the site, read them all. There's 14 guests coming. That's probably going to be where we stop with the guest announcements. We do have some great media partners who are helping us out to spread the word, and they will be there as well. So you have Big Fat Panda, Lou Mangiello will be there, Jimmy,
Disney Nerds Podcast,
Becky Macon, who's Emmy I Know Saying Travel, our travel sponsor.
And Give Kids the World.
Give Kids the World will be there, and they are bringing some WWE/NXT talent with them to their booth. So if you're a wrestling fan, you're definitely going to want to check out the Give Kids the World booth there, and check out Omar's going to be there representing Give Kids the World and bringing the wrestlers in for that. We should have the information going out for the Pleasure Island Rewind After Hours Party that's going to take place on Saturday night at the hotel. That's really come together amazing. We're so excited. DJ Elliott will be running that show that night.
We're running the show.
We got some big surprises that are going to be part of that show. So it's going to be music, but it's also going to be a lot of throwback other things to other clubs that were at the Springs. Yeah. Maybe like the Adventurers Club or Comedy Warehouse,
maybe,
to name a couple. So those will be a part of the show as well. It's going to be a dessert party. There will be a cash bar for drinks, but that is going to be a separate ticketed event. But it's going to be really nice. They've already showed us how they decorate the room and such for that. So we're really excited about that. That's coming together really nicely. Also, Elliot's going to be bringing the Pizza Planet truck, because he created a replica of the Pizza Planet truck full size that we will have at the venue. So you can come get pictures with that while you're there.
There's going to be a lot of photo ops. And there's more things coming. Just stay tuned. VIP tickets are still on sale. Regular tickets are on sale at that houseofmouseexpo.com. Vendor booths are still available. If you know somebody who's a vendor, we lowered the price on booths so that we can kick off the holiday season, you know, in a big way for small businesses.
Right. And we kept introductory prices kind of low for the whole event. For
that
But we are going to eventually have to raise the prices. So you might want to get your tickets.
Introductory prices.
Just to kind of get it. But we're really excited about it. I think the show is going to be wonderful. I've had many people tell us that we don't know how we're going to do show two because we're running out of space already at show one. How good it's getting. So.
And they can find all that information
at houseofmouseexpo.com. Or you can just message us and we can help you out if you have any questions or anything about that. Thank you guys so much for your support with that, though. It's really awesome how it's all coming together. So we're really excited.
Super excited. And before we go, in 3 weeks, we will be in Disneyland.
3 weeks from tomorrow, we will be leaving for Disney.
So we will definitely be doing live feeds from Disneyland, from Avengers Campus. I'm excited to see all of it. I will definitely put out like reminders of when we're going to be doing live feeds so you guys can watch along with us so we can check everything out together. Like everything that we do everything and watch everything together because it's important for me to be able to share those things with all of you.
And if I recall, last time we were there, we did our Monday night show live from Toontown.
We did do it live from Toontown, so maybe we'll do that again. So I got to figure all the logistics out as to what we're doing, but stay tuned for that.
I think that's it.
So I hope you guys had a good time tonight. I know it was a lot to cover in an hour, but we did our very best.
Try to be as informative as possible.
And as far as Lost Princess Apparel, tomorrow a new product is coming, a new item that is amazing. So watch for that as well.
And depending on how well it does, we're going to
we'll get more.
And also, anybody who had pre-ordered the 50th anniversary leggings or dresses, they are one box already arrived to us. More boxes are due over the next couple of days, so we should have them out either late this week or early next week, so about a week and a half, 2 weeks ahead of the original schedule.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. This Thursday, Epcot Food and Wine Festival begins, so we will be there Thursday to cover opening day, and I will be there Friday for a media event. So there will be live feeds coming this Thursday and Friday from Epcot.
Yes.
So, I can't believe I almost forgot that.
I did too.
Okay, now I'm done. And now I mean it. I'm done.
Now we're done. So thank you guys so much for watching. We really appreciate it. And we will be back probably in 2 weeks.
Right, 2 weeks?
Yep.
And we'll see.
Unless
something new happens. But there'll probably be live feeds in between. So you're not like totally rid of us for 2 weeks. Sorry, not sorry.
All right.
Thanks, you guys. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.